The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Cooper and Una
on iRadio.
In the morning.
Leon, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Very good. You're representing Longford, but you work in Athlone, is it?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in Monksland.
Monksland. In, where is it? Alchemaz? Is that?
Yeah, Alchemaz, yeah.
What do you do there? It looks
so I work in QC, so they test the product and I look at the results.
You go, yeah, that'll do.
Basically, that'll do.
So there's an awful lot of pressure to quality control. I wouldn't be able for that.
No,
like, it's grand. It'll do. Come here, you got a big day coming up on the 23rd, don't you?
Yeah, my birthday. Yeah.
Is it a milestone one?
No, not yet.
Happy birthday, Leanne, another Virgo.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear some nice things about Virgos? Because me, you, and Kieran and Niall Horn are all Virgos. Niall's birthday is today, mine is tomorrow. We're nearly birthday twins. So Virgos are modest, dedicated, efficient, subtle, curious, honest, responsible, sensuous, energetic, maybe not energetic, trustworthy, humble, lovely, altruistic, practical, and classy. So you remember that now, okay?
I will.
Fellow Virgo.
I don't remember any of them.
I didn't ask you. You're a Gemini. You're not one of us.
All right.
You're out of the Virgo gang, my friend. Not in the Virgo gang. Okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're having fun over there. He's so bizarre. Not in the Virgo gang because you're a Gemini.
Yeah.
Back in your box.
Yeah. June.
All right. We are looking to give you breakfast this morning. And if you get the highest score of the week, we've got two people with a score of 4. So you need to beat 4 to be in for the 100 quid fuel voucher, which you'd need, which would come in handy, wouldn't it?
Oh, gotcha.
All right. Who would you like to do the describing this morning, Cooper or Una?
I'll give you
one.
I'll go.
No, go on. Virgos, they're so alike.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I feel the pressure now.
You two should get friendship bracelets.
We should.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What's the sign? The Virgo sign. What is that?
What do you mean? What's the sign?
You know the way Gemini's like.
Oh, it's the lady and.
It's a lady.
It's a lady.
You should know this, being a Virgo. You're dedicated to the cause.
Is it not the M? No.
What?
Is it not like the weird M chip? No.
No. Look, it's a lady. There's an M. Yeah, but it's the lady.
No, Kieran. Yeah. Well, maybe you're right a little bit, but it's
the lady.
And who's she? She Virgo?
She's a Virgo. Okay. She's
lovely.
She's gorgeous.
Flowers
like
in
all
hair.
Of the Virgos. Yeah, okay. She does.
All right. Time starts in 3, 2, 1, go.
As Brazilian footballer passed away this year, star did Escape to Victory. There's 3 movies and she is a heroine, and there's a Mr. Darcy and a Mark Darcy is in it.
Oh my God.
And she wears big knickers.
No. I can't remember her name. Yeah,
oh my goodness. Okay, right. So this is another name for America.
US.
So this is okay. an artist. Starry Starry Night. He painted Dutch artist.
Time is up.
Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Time is up.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Finally, we've had a chaotic one. It's all been very concise. Yeah. Oh my God. What happened? All right, go. Let's go through them.
Okay. So the first one was Pele.
Oh
yeah,
what did you say?
I know the name, but I wouldn't have thought of him.
Yeah, what did you see? What was the movie he was in?
Escape to Victory. It was Sylvester Stallone was in it as well. It was about a prisoner of war camp in World War II.
And Pele.
And all of the prisoners took on the guards. It was brilliant.
What's that got to do with Pele?
He was in it. He was in it. Pele was in it. And I also said he died this year and he was Brazilian. So I'm sorry. That was your fault.
Obviously, Virgos aren't on the same wavelength.
No, sorry, Deanne.
Well, I wouldn't have got it anyway.
Yeah, so. Nobody would.
The next one was Bridget Jones. That was my fault.
Oh, my God. What were you doing with Mr. Darcy? What goes on in your think box?
Mr. Darcy was Colin... Was it Mr. Darcy? No, Mark Darcy. He was Colin Firth's character in Bridget Jones. And the big knicker should have given it away.
Yeah.
I think I thought you were talking about a period drama there for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
What period drama with big knickers for you?
No, until he went to... They all have big knickers in period dramas.
Right. And then what was the next one? You got the United States and you got Vincent Van Gogh as well.
Out of time.
Out of time. Yeah. Yeah, that was my fault.
Because the clues were so brilliant and bizarre and cryptic, and the both of you are Virgos and it's your birthday in a couple of weeks' time, we're going to give you a breakfast this morning.
Okay?
All right.
Well done, Leanne. It was lovely talking to you.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. All right. And now I hope you haven't let any quality control issues go by, you know, while you've been on the radio with us. We'll see. All right, Leanne, look after yourselves. Take care. Bye-bye.
You.
And the Virgos. Bye.
Make sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest podcasts with Cooper and Una.
Weekdays from 7 a.m. Radio.